You're now tuned into
Conversations with Friends.
We're just two guys who know a little about a lot.
It's me, Ali D.
What's up? It's your boy, Mush King.
You know the name. Live and direct.
It's the CWF Network.
Yo, what up, party people? Welcome back to another episode of Conversations with Friends with me, Ali D, and Mush. Only on the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. The CWF Network, the home of the original content. Listen, we're back, man. We have a cool, jokey conversation. We discussed, you know, Keith Sweat, the original R&B crooner, the original R&B beggar. You know, we talk about the coronavirus. We discuss a few jokes, you know, moving on and so forth. And we just have fun. It's just a short little convo, but I want you to always be entertained. I always want you to enjoy. Always join the conversation. CWFP _ on Instagram. You can also call the hotline. As always, I want you to have fun, join the conversation, and holler.
The corona getting drank out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you're not going to do is start with the R&B legend.
Girl, I've been waiting for you all day long.
That song starts off mad aggressive. That's an aggressive rap.
Okay.
That nigga said, I can't wait to get home to you. Shit. Touch me, girl.
Ooh, touch me, honey.
Don't stop.
Talk about verbal instructions. Shit. Don't you stop touching me, honey.
That nigga said, take me, I'm yours.
Shit. Oh, yeah. They about to keep into bondage. Oh, shit.
Take me, I'm yours.
I would never say that. I ain't giving nobody that permission.
Yo, but you know what's so funny? How they used to always make fun of Keith Sweat for like begging.
The beggar. It makes sense.
Yo. But if you think about it, if you want to get your girlfriend back, you gotta beg at some point. Shit, you gotta beg.
Baby, please.
Right. Oh man, yeah, the corona's trying to get us out of here, man.
They're trying to have NBA games with no audience.
But how the fuck are kids immune to it though? They're the nastiest people on earth.
Well, shit, it's looking like black folks are immune to it just now. We haven't seen one yet.
Well,
I saw that on Twitter a couple weeks ago, I was just like,
I didn't want to say nothing, but you know, we clean our meat different. We also
there's still some of us who season it right out the pack, but you're not gonna talk about those people.
You also ain't coming up in my house smelling like outside with your outside shoes on.
Outside smell like mad wind air. You smell like Captain Planet. Sit your ass down. You
smell like mad hay. Get out of here.
Not hay. H-A-Y.
Right. H-A-Y. Hooked on phonics.
Oh man, so let me tell you. In the mushy teacher files now, Lord, the girl done wrote asshole WHOLE on the back of the bench with a rock. Then try to take her hoodie and throw it over the back of the chair. Like I couldn't just pick it up and see what she wrote there.
I can't get the
you know, and mind you, like, because you know me, at first I wasn't going to report it because I was just like, you know me, I'm always the cool guy. But I was just like, damn, I kind of got to report this. Like, she scraped it into the bench with a whole rock. It wasn't like a piece of chalk where it could like rinse off in the rain.
What made you upset that she did it or that she spelled asshole wrong? I always tell people, I'm like, yo, if you're gonna insult me and use big words, make sure you can spell it. My kid was throwing his fit because she didn't want to wear what I told her to wear. And so I was like, well, put it on. So she goes, I look hideous. And I turned around, I was like, spell hideous. That's how the wheels start like turning her head.
Yeah, you be seeing like the mice on the wheel and kids' head. Like, they just know they in trouble. Like, let me cut it out.
Right. Talking about I look hideous. And then she started feeling the outfit. I'm like, all right, go downstairs and watch Bella and the Bulldogs.
Mind you, they about to have fucking Jeopardy and fucking Wheel of Fortune with no live audience either because of the corona. I'm like, could you imagine how boring Jeopardy would be with no audience in the back? Well, I mean, they don't really say nothing.
Wait a minute. I don't think the audience matters. Now Wheel of Fortune.
No, not Jeopardy. I was about to say Jeopardy now, Wheel, probably don't matter.
Yeah, now Wheel of Fortune, it does matter because they be like, ah, oh, dumbass.
Ah! I'm they. Right. I'm the one screaming at the TV. Right. That and Family Feud.
Family Feud, I get pissed at.
Probably wouldn't even talk to me after that. I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me with that?
Yo, dead ass. Yo, especially the black family, I'll be getting so mad. Like, are you fucking kidding me, you idiot? It's cat. It's fucking a cat.
Mm-mm. Or when a whole family tell them one answer and then they just switch. Oh, it up, yeah, they just go wrong answer. Right,
they just go with their own thing.
Oh my god!
It'd be that
one. You fucking made me miss out on my 4K split.
It'd be that one aunt. That one.
They only get 20K, and you know they tax the fuck out of it. $12,000. So now y'all got to split like 1,700 each.
Hey, that's the listen. That's more than they had when they came. Shit. That's the plane tickets. They're getting that shit back.
For all of them, for real.
Yeah, man, the corona is actually, it's a little bit scary, man. I woke up at 6 and my plan was to go to the gym, but then I started cleaning off the door handles, you know, and fucking, then I started cleaning off the fucking, the knobs, the faucet knobs, and, you know, then I started cleaning off the fucking toilet fucking handle. You know, it was every handle I cleaned off this morning before, because I knew I was going to come back and clean out the whole house.
Did you clean off the panhandle?
That joke was pretty bad. That's a pretty bad joke.
But it made you giggle. So, it made you smile. That's all that matters. A point is a point. Yo, no matter how you score.
So there's this girl at Wells Fargo who I always get when I call her. Uh-huh. I guess she's the one who works there at that particular
time. She's like
time.
A personal banker.
yeah, kind of, sort of. So I called. Her name is Joyce. So one morning I was like, Joyce to the world. She was like, Mrs. Smith, that is so corny. but then she started, I was like, but you laughing though. I said, you laughing. I said, your ass is laughing though.
She gonna remember that and tell a friend later.
She probably already told him.
Ooh, she told her coworker.
She's like, I wonder what that nigga that be calling me talking about Joyce to the world look like.
Joyce to the world. She's like, I don't know though. His account look kind of right.
It don't. That's why I'm calling you, bitch.
Okay.
That's the reason I'm calling you
at. Look at my account. Like, is that all you have for today, Mr. Case? Enough with the jokes. You need to worry about other stuff in your life.
You need to get your priorities straight.
I'd be like, shut the hell up, caller number 34567. I'm telling your supervisor.
That's funny.
I miss old customer service, man. I miss old customer service. Sometimes, like, the aggression that you get now from these fucking email responses is just like, I've had to deal with at least 4 companies in the past like 2 weeks where I had to email them, and that shit really makes you irate, like, because you can't really talk and fucking curse nobody out.
What do you mean?
Like, I could call Sprint back in the day. Yeah, like, I could call Sprint back in the day and fucking berate the girl on the phone. You know, she probably insecure and she probably do something that she not really supposed to go against company policy. But yet, my phone back on. Or, you know, or that return is given, a refund is given or something. You can always call. But now with this email, they'd be like, sorry, can't do nothing. I'm going to close this case. Thank you. And then you can't even respond to it.
I don't know about that. White women, they'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah. That's when you go to corporate levels.
It's so funny when white women are like approach it in their white womanness. And then once they get what they want, how nice they get, they're like, it's just that, you know, it's just the principle of the thing, you know? It's just the principle of the thing. And I didn't want to cause an issue. Yes, you did. That's why you went. That's why you went. That's why you went to corporate. Now I'm fired.
Now I'm fired because you want to come in here.
But it's cool. It's cool. I screenshotted your ass.
Because you wanted to get to 2 cents cash back on some fucking bread.
It's cool, bitch. I fucking screenshot your address. It's cool.
Oh my God.
Before I walked out. Before I got walked out.
Get the Pampers ready and gas up that Honda. I'm out of here, right to your house.
the Pampers.
You know, I'm not even stopping. I'm going full throttle.
That joke is rich because you gotta know where it came from. That joke is funny. That bitch drove from Texas to fucking Florida and was like, "Yo, I'm gonna just wear these Pampers because I ain't stopping." And had a hammer in the truck.
Let me tell you something. When you talk about putting the moves on somebody, he had to put the moves on her. For you to drive cross country in a diaper.
He gave her some henny dick or something. Like,
something. He went wild on that. He took one of them little gas station pills and went nuts.
Shit, it's so crazy. I be seeing niggas buying them fucking gas station pills. I'm like,
someone just had a 20-minute talk about I should try one. I'm like, first of all, I'd just be so embarrassed going to the store just asking for that. It took me until like fucking maybe 21 to be able to go in the store and buy condoms myself.
You know what's so funny? You know what's so funny about that? You know who I see buying those a lot? A lot of like the Mexican niggas. A lot of them buy them gas station pills, and the white dudes. They buy a lot of them buy those gas station pills, but those aren't good for you. You don't know what the fuck is in them shits.
Yeah, they sell them next to the fucking Reese's cups at the counter. Like, I don't want to take that
next to the little trees.
Okay. Let me get that black ice and that strong tiger.
Let me get an extends and a vanilla.
Let me get the Monster X and a Monster energy drink with a pack of Newports. It's gonna be a long night.
Shit. You stupid,
man.
You stupid. That's funny though. That's funny. So what's the week looking like, man? What's the week looking like?
Oh, the week.
Yeah. Not the week.
That's what I thought you said. I was like, whoa. I didn't know that I was a key respondent for Weed Hit.
Not no more.
That's debatable.
Not these days.
None, man. Like, you see, the weather's coming back, so you know, Young Mushy is back in full effect.
Oh man, I walked
outside. Elbow season is here.
I've been waiting
elbow
for this
season
shit.
Is here. Yeah. Sometimes I just want to walk outside and see what the temperature is like and feel good. You know.
Yeah, it seemed like the minute it turned daylight savings time came around, like the weather just was like, great. Finally, we have the time to become 70 degrees. I'm like, all right, bet.
Maybe that's why I felt a little worn yesterday because of daylight savings. Because I did feel
I think
yesterday.
I think everybody felt that way. I felt like that on Sunday. Well, Sunday I went to bed late as fuck, and then the time changed anyway. And then yesterday I didn't feel like doing shit. Like, you know me, like I like to have a very productive day each day. Something needs to be done every day. You know what I'm saying? And I just I was in bed. I sleep like a motherfucker. Forgot it was my cousin's birthday and shit. It's a lot of Pisces around.
You know, I still don't actually know one. Like, I remember one from that I knew in high school.
Shit.
You know, back when I didn't really know about that shit. But now, I don't really know no Pisces.
I know
like,
a bunch
no,
of them.
No, any.
I know a bunch of them. In the family, my friends. I know a few of them motherfuckers. I know a few of them.
Nah, I just like to hold out for the crazy Aries.
Oh, yeah, they coming along. They coming along, too. That's my BM. She Aries. Her birthday. Her birthday ends the month. I think her nigga about to pop the question.
That'd be funny if Amy listened every week.
She don't.
Just you'd be surprised. Just to feel a little temperature every now and again. Like, let me see what they up to.
She don't. I don't
see if this nigga still talking about me.
First of all, reword that. Still talk about me. Get the fuck out of here.
You know they always gotta flip the agenda.
Right.
It's always your fault.
It's always my fault.
It's always your fault until the new ex comes and DMs me like, bruh, I should listen to you. Now you see.
Don't stop your love.
You so okay, you blowing all that smoke in my face.
Right.
You see that Newport wasn't hitting like you thought.
It's cool. I'll be happy for her. I ain't going to the wedding though. I'll tell you that much. I'm like, oh, you find the love?
I'll be there.
You find the love of your life?
Good. I'll be there and start doing the coronavirus call right in the middle. Does anybody? Is there a doctor in the place?
Does anybody object? And I just burst in like fucking Byron for all fucking different world and was like, hey, man. And I'll be like, I'm just kidding, y'all. I'm just kidding, y'all. I'm gonna just sit right here with the Hennessy. Thanks, y'all.
How about you run down the whole aisle with a six pack of Coronas? I got the Corona. Like, oh my bad, I thought we was at the reception already.
Yo, damn. You are in your dad joke bag today, my G. You're in your dad joke bag today for real. That's funny.
That wasn't a dad joke.
I'm gonna run down the aisle with a six pack of Corona. I got the Corona.
But can you imagine the bastards like, does anyone object to this marriage? And you just run in with this Corona, mad warm, room temperature.
That's funny.
Disrespectful in multiple ways. Oh man. Everybody be safe out there. Lights all your mouths.
No, but you know what though? So when I travel at the end of the month, I think I'm gonna be wearing a mask. I am gonna bring a mask, but
I'm gonna bring it back. I'm gonna wrap a t-shirt around my face.
They're gonna call you a terrorist.
Okay, it's a different type of quarantine, right, for
they
me.
They're gonna call you a whole fucking terrorist. You ain't gonna get nowhere, nigga. I'm gonna have me and Leah looking like fucking Michael Jackson and his kids at circa 2002.
Oh my god.
Blagging.
It's like, oh my god.
Blagging.
Start calling Leah Sheets. Sheets.
That nigga was wild for that. That nigga was wild as fuck for that.
Blagging. No, blagging. Blagging.
Blanket and Apple. Blanket and Apple, those are the two original weirdo names.
No, it was Frank and it was Dweezil Zappa. It was Frank Zappa's kids, Dweezil Zappa.
Dweezil.
Yeah, Frank Zappa's kids, Dweezil and Moon and Dweezil. And then fucking
I'd be like, hi, my name's Dee Dee.
All his kids had weird names. Moon, Dweezil, and Diva. And then fucking,
can you imagine Dweezil at the DMV? Ma'am, can you spell your name, please? You'd be trying to whisper it under your
tongue.
Well,
Dweezil's the guy.
Even worse.
Dweezil. But the crazy thing is that but you're right, Apple was like the first joint. Apple. But you know, there's a theory that fucking that Jay-Z named Blue Ivy after Blue Cantrell.
No, and I'm out of here. That's enough for me. But I was winning, and just spinning.
Hey, listeners, I gotta go. I hope you enjoyed being a fly on the wall. This was another episode of Conversations with Friends with me, Ali D, and
your boy Mush King. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at CWFP_ and hit us up on our hotline 347-719-3350 is where you can find us.
As always.
All right, we're gonna get off the line now.
This is the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Follow us on Instagram at CWFP_. Okay, bye.